Today, Mayor Sarno wishes the father of our country a happy birthday. Freedom Credit Union in Munson is collecting blankets. Charlie Baker stands firm on lifting school mask requirements. And Mark Auerbach has his Artsbeat report. It is all coming up.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Tuesday, February 15, 2022. Although we have crammed poor George and Abe into one convenient birthday, it gives me pleasure to give a bit of separation and give George the solo happy birthday he deserves. And more on that involving the mayor is coming up in a moment. First, your forecast for today. Well, partly to mostly sunny and breezy. High 26 to 30. The winds are up 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered clouds, a low of 6 to 12 degrees. Down in those single digits which carve into you. Mayor Sarno will join with Holly Stone Blair and the Daughters of the American Revolution Mercy Warren Chapter in celebrating the birthday of our nation's first president, George Washington, with a proclamation. In 1784, the Virginia General Assembly commissioned sculptor Jean Antoine Houdon, the most famous sculptor of the day, to create a statue to honor Washington. The original marble statue was installed in the Virginia State Capitol in 1796. Now, only 26 copies have been identified, with some located as far away as France, England, and Peru. Two of these statues are located here in the Commonwealth, one located in Lexington and the other, well, right here in Springfield, at the Holy Name Church campus, formerly the Holy Name School. Research indicates that it was purchased by a Father McGovern and installed in 1932. Now this month, Freedom Credit Union is raising funds for the annual Gift of Warmth Blanket Clothing and Pajama Drive. And I put this on by the Massachusetts Coalition for the Homeless. Now since the launch of the Mass Coalition for the Homeless, A Bed for Every Child campaign, more than 9,000 children within the Commonwealth have received a new bed of their own. As much as funding for beds is important, so are the special touches that make a bed comfy and cozy, the pillow, blanket, teddy bear, and a good book to read. I still have all those. So here's an opportunity for you to give the gift of warmth. Please consider participating by donating new blankets, clothing, and pajamas that will provide comfort and warmth for a child who receives a bed. Throughout the month of February, the good people at Freedom Credit Union are accepting donations at all the branches. Now, here in our neck of the woods, it's Freedom Credit Union in Munson. Governor Baker announced last week Massachusetts will lift school face covering requirements on February 28th. You're sure aware of that. However, individual districts can still issue a mandate, and students and staff can still choose to mask up. Several school districts in Massachusetts have decided to keep the mask mandate going, such as Springfield and Boston. However, still up in the air for some, Holyoke Public Schools have yet to take a decision. The city's Board of Health is set to meet the first week of March to get community input, and that meeting will be open to the public. If you have overdue books in Whately, please note the library is closed. The library is closed right on through Wednesday of this week due to construction. The librarian, however, will be working out of the conference room at 4 Sandy Lane during this time. I love Tuesdays because Tuesdays brings us a bird's eye view of the stages of the region and what's going on in other entertainment venues as well, with Pioneer Valley's resident Artsbeat reporter, Mark Auerbach. Mark, happy Valentine's Day yesterday.
Happy Valentine's Day yesterday, Brad, and happy Tuesday today.
It's good to have you with us. So what's going on? What can we go and see?
Well, Front Row Center, Icons of Rock, Blues, and Soul, is on exhibit at the Springfield Museum's Damore Museum of Fine Arts through May 1st. 70 photographs of Larry Holst capture the free-reeling energy of live music and the enduring visuals of some of rock and roll's greatest performers, from Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix to David Bowie and Lauryn Hill. For details, springfieldmuseums.org. They're celebrating the musical legacy of Frederick Tillis. It's a musical tribute to the late head of the UMass Fine Arts Center, which will be presented February 20th in the newly renamed Frederick C. Tillis Performance Hall at the University of Massachusetts Fine Arts Center. The Department of Music and Dance presents this tribute, which features performances by numerous student ensembles, along with a number of guest artists, including Jake Epstein, Rob Faulkner, Royal Hartigan, Johnny Holmes, Frank Newton, Avery Sharp, and Nikki Stoya. The program will also be live streamed on the department's YouTube channel. For details, umass.edu/music. The Last Rat of Theresienstadt, performed by Hillary Chapman and company at Springfield College on February 16th, is the story of Sophia Brun, a Weimar cabaret star from 1930s Berlin, who finds herself transplanted to Theresienstadt, a German concentration camp in Czechoslovakia. During her time in the camp, she forges an unlikely friendship with Pavel, a rat. Despite the lack of food that has driven away the rest of his kind, Pavel remains with her out of his love for her and her art. For details, springfield.edu/Simpson. Knock Me a Kiss, Charles Smith's portrait of the 1928 marriage of W.E.B. Du Bois' daughter Yolanda to County Cullen, the Harlem Renaissance poet, will be given a staged reading at Shakespeare and Company on February 18th as part of a week-long series of events commemorating the local legacy of Du Bois. Produced by Multicultural Bridge and Shakespeare and Company and directed by Reg Life, the reading will be followed by a panel discussion and talkback. For details on that, shakespeare.org. Circa Contemporary Circus from Australia brings its new spectacle, Sacra, to the Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts at UConn Stores February 22nd. It's based on Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring. For details, jorgensen.ucon.edu. And the 10x10 New Play Festival returns to Barrington Stage for its 11th season, February 24th through March 13th. At the theater's Boyd Quinson main stage in downtown Pittsfield. The festival features 10 10-minute plays by 10 playwrights, all produced for the first time. The plays are co-directed by Julianne Boyd and Emmy winner Matthew Penn of Law and Order fame. Doug Harris, Matt Neely, Peggy Farr Wilson, and Robert Zuckerman, all 10x10 veterans, return to star along with other actors to be announced. Peggy Farr Wilson has starred in all of the 10x10 New Play Festivals produced to date. The show will be available to stream from March 31st through April 3rd as well. For details, barringtonstageco.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Well, Mark, thank you very much for being with us today, and I will remind everybody that Mark joins us Tuesdays on Pioneer Valley Radio and other times of the week as well when there's an Arts Beat Bulletin. Mark, have a great day.
You too, Brad.
Now, here's the grisly news at the gas pump. Gas prices in Western Mass have gone up, averaging $3.39 per gallon in the past week and stand at 96.4 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. Cheapest price for a gallon of gas in Springfield, $3.19 per gallon. The most expensive, $3.69 per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 4.6 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.47 a gallon. Monday, the national average is up 16.5 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands at 97.2 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. I'd love to say there's some relief in sight, but I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, from what I'm given to understand. Thank you very much for being with us for our program today. Our next show tomorrow morning, Wednesday, up online at 6 a.m., and that program available to you right on through the day and night on demand. here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. Have a great day. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.